As Ithi mentioned, there is a meeting tomorrow afternoon in Little Rock of the Higher Education Subcommittee of the Arkansas Legislative Council. The plans offered for the renovation routes will be discussed. It's hard to imagine that conversation would even be taking place if not for Paula Marinoni.
I've probably been the consistent historic preservation, I call myself an advocate, in the last 15 years since I moved back here.
Paula Marinoni was front and center in an effort to keep Carnell Hall from being torn down on the University of Arkansas campus. Now it's an on-campus hotel, restaurant, and lounge. She had not as successful campaigns to prevent other campus buildings from being removed, including student housing designed by renowned architect and University of Arkansas graduate Edward Durrell Stone. She lives on Lafayette Street, right along the path trucks would take to get onto campus under the original renovation road plan. She says she first learned about that plan during a meeting that included university and city officials. And she says she told everybody at that meeting she didn't exactly like the idea.
I said, "This makes me sick."
Paula Marinoni doesn't mince words when she offers her opinion about that plan. She calls it heinous, awful. And that Thursday morning in May, she says she didn't hold back, warning that she'd work to scuttle the plan.
And I said, "This cannot happen. You cannot do this." And so then he's like, "Well, let's go walk it." And I'm like, "Okay, we're going to go walk it, but it's not going to make me feel any better." So we went to walk it.
And her opinion didn't shift. She didn't like the heavy traffic rolling in front of her house. She cringes when talking about the temporary removal of the stone wall in front of Old Main's lawn to allow for the access road to be built and used for 2 years.
If people have always been here, they may not realize Arkansas native stone is so prized and it is so expensive elsewhere. Anywhere else to have a building that's made out of Arkansas native stone is just amazing. But here, of course, we take it for granted because we can go out in the fields and pick it up. Well, that stone wall is so massive and so expansive that I think it is probably the best example of an Arkansas native stone retaining wall in Arkansas. That would be the queen of it.
She says despite assurances the wall would be rebuilt and the lawn cared for during the operation, she thought there was a better way to get equipment to the interior buildings that she agrees do need renovation. So she began to work almost immediately to build opposition to the plan. By Saturday morning at 8:30, she says she was sending out emails to organize a protest on Sunday. She wrote an email to the chancellor, David Gerhardt, whom she says she's known since they were in elementary school together.
I said, "If you do this, it will be something that you look back on and regret the rest of your life, and it will be the one thing that mars your otherwise flawless career."
There was a small protest that Sunday, about 72 hours after she first learned of the plan, but that wasn't going to be it. Paula says a background that includes being a head cheerleader at the university and a career that includes marketing has served her well when she's passionate about an issue.
So I can quickly assess, quickly rally, and keep people focused, get the objective, do the plan, and initiate, and get it done, start to finish. And that's what happened with Carnell Hall, and that's what was going to happen with this. So, no, it wasn't dying at all. I got a great resource of people.
A former member of the Fayetteville City Council and one-time candidate for mayor, she's lobbying for the city to become more involved. She's met with the Fayetteville mayor, Lionel Jordan, and she says there are several issues that transcend the campus, including what she says is potential damage to Arkansas Avenue, a tree-lined boulevard running in front of Old Main, the loss of residential parking on Lafayette Street, and the wear and tear on that street's bridge. And then she contacted her state senator, Sue Madison, who is the co-chair of the legislature's Higher Education Committee, and gave her a copy of House Concurrent Resolution 1024, passed by the legislature in 2003.
I wrote this House Concurrent Resolution back in 2003, and I brought this problem to the attention of State Representative Jan Judy at the time, who was a wonderful advocate of the people and of the state and of Northwest Arkansas. And Because what I realized with the coming of the university wanting to tear down the girls' 4-H house, as I thought, wait a minute. And I realized 97% of the time in these issues that I would take up for preservation, I was going against the stewards of state-owned, city-owned, county-owned public property.
The resolution states, no publicly owned historic structure or site can undergo any alteration that would compromise the historic integrity without a public announcement of intent, and that a review be conducted in accordance with state and national preservation guidelines. It's a resolution, and that means it has no real binding legal teeth.
It has no authority, but it does have the authority that a state senator who is co-chair of the Higher Education Committee can say, we're having this meeting and we're going to discuss this, and Sugg's office is going to be here and the chair of the Board of Trustees and the university, and you're going to come and you're going to answer to this.
So tomorrow afternoon, that meeting will take place in Little Rock. Since the public conversation began in May, a second option that takes the bulk of the heavy traffic down Dixon Street has been proposed by the university. It will still require, though, that part of the lawn of Old Main be disrupted.
The thing that I've told people is it's not good, but at least it's not hideously awful.
Paula Marinoni says she hopes after tomorrow's meeting and further consideration by the university that the school will adopt the second plan, the Dixon Street-based route. But she says she warned some university personnel she saw recently on the Old Main lawn that if the Lafayette Street plan remains, she'll keep fighting it.
I said, I think everybody that I have talked to, because I brought that alternative route up from the protest on, that we're going to have, you know, be reasonable that they may not have another way. And I said, this route is okay. And so go back and tell whoever that if they want to come in this way, they can probably start right away. But if they want to come in the other way, I said, you know, the meeting on the 23rd? And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, I got about four more things coming in behind that. So if you want to come in that way, it's going to be tied up for months before you're able to get started.
The meeting of the Higher Education Subcommittee is tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in Little Rock. Paula Marinoni says she plans to be there, and she knows that there are people who agree with her and appreciate her efforts, and others who just as adamantly disagree with her and the way she approaches public debate.
I'm used to, when I do something like this, I'm used to people not coming forward. I will put myself out there, you know, whatever. I'm it. I'm the front person. And whoever wants to fall in on whatever particular issue, come on. But it is always going to turn out well. We may not always win, but it is going to turn out well because at least we stood up for an issue.
This is Ozarks at Large.